Can I help you? Oh god, you're all wet. Huh? Oh. Yeah, sometimes I smoke out the window, but right now I happen to just be burning incense. What are you gonna do, snitch to an RA about it? It's dark in here because I covered the windows. Wait, I'm sorry, what are you even doing in the girls' building? Let alone darkening my dorm room's doorstep. Rookie. Locked your keys in your dorm? And what of your cellmate? Come on, that's basically what this is. Prison with more freedom and better cafeteria food. Home for the weekend? So what? Tell him to get his ass back here. Oh, fuck. That's a whole different state. Was there no one else in the guys' dorms that could let you stay until you... Wait, so what? Did you call a locksmith or your mommy or something? What's your plan? Oh my god, you're from out of state too? Was there no university closer? Scholarship, huh? For what? Academic scholastics or something? Anyway, did you try the other doors before you got to mine? I'm dorm 13. There's at least 4 more on this floor you gotta try first. Ugh. Well, aren't the odds in your favor? Everyone else went home for spring break, so why didn't you? Okay, Mr. Independent, don't want mommy and daddy to fly you home, but yet you're here asking for assistance of some sort. I'm here because I like it when the campus is empty, void of energies, vacant, abandoned, if you will. I get to haunt this floor virtually alone at night. Other than annoying ass Deborah the RA, who takes her job way too seriously. Anyway, what's the deal? What do you want from me? I was busy. Spooky shit. Duh. Ugh. Fine, but only for a few hours to charge your phone. Then you're calling a locksmith and you're out of my sarcophagus, Akadek. Got it? Come on through. Quickly, you're letting out the smoke. Oh, taxidermy bat. Hey, don't touch it. Or anything else that looks fragile, because it probably is. This way. You can sit here in my computer chair. You don't have asthma, do you? Good. Because I'm going to pop a squat back into my windowsill here. And I'm going to finish my stogie out the window from when I was rudely interrupted. Of course I know that, idiot. Do I strike you as the kind of girl who's afraid of death? No. I quite enjoy my time amongst the living. But while I'm here, I'm gonna enjoy myself. Smoke sage, a little bit of pot, conjure dark spirits, seance with the dead, chase weird sounds in the cemetery. Well, haven't gotten eaten by a single scary monster. They should be more afraid of me anyway. You think it's creepy in here? Thank you. I decorated it myself. No. I'm not trying to get kicked out. I didn't paint the walls. Easy peel black wallpaper. So, what are you, studying here? Smart guy, huh? Oh, gods, no. Me? Forensic science. Well, a coroner, of course. Yeah. But not for any noble reason. I have a fascination for how the body works from the inside. Oh. Very self-gratifying. Yeah, who knew? Weird goth stoner girl actually has a few brain cells. I know, but you were thinking it. Well, of course I do. I know plenty of ways to heal someone. Quickest way? Well, I suppose severing a main artery. Yeah? Scoot over. Yeah, just like this one. Hey, chill, I'm not gonna... I was just gonna point right here to your carotid artery. My hands are literally empty. Did you think I was gonna demonstrate or something? I'm not actually a vampire. Yeah, right here. Damn, with my finger near a pulse point, I can feel you're speeding up. Is it because you're scared of me or attracted to me? I like your honesty, big boy pants. Both is a very good answer. You know, I could, raise your BPM even higher. Nothing. We should probably find something to do, something less awkward than... So you did hear me. Well, what do you mean, how? You didn't get what I was... Well, I meant, like... We could... make out or something. Oh, this? No. I won't get black lipstick on you. This is a stain. It's not gonna budge. Yeah? You're down? Surprised it was that easy. You seem pretty uptight. Must have been a while for you. Yeah, well, me too. So, how about we lay on my bed? Oh no. Red lamp stays on. Gets me in a mood. Why? Is scared? You think the bat stickers on the wall will jump out at you in the dark? Don't worry. They're trained. They'll only attack if I compel them to. You're a decent kisser. You're a little awkward, but I guess it mustn't have been that long since you've interacted with a girl. You know? You're actually kind of brave. Making out with a goth girl whose dream it is to be a coroner. That is correct. I absolutely would have done it by now. I would have done it painlessly and quick because I like you. Yeah. And I would have donated your corpse to science on your behalf. Well, then I'd have to break you into the lab and conduct some studies. Yeah. I'd have to cut you just like this if I can get my hand under your shirt. We'll pretend this pointy tip of my black nail is a scalpel. And I drag the tip gently, though, because I have a steady hand with a scalpel from this collarbone diagonally across your chest, over your nipple, and towards your sternum. I like the sounds this is bringing out of you. Now, I'd have to go to the other collarbone and back diagonally towards the point to create a V. Then down the center of your tummy, achingly slowly to ensure proper precision. Further still until I get to your navel and poke it with a bit of pressure for good measure. And because I like seeing it squirm and hit your breath while I draw down your tummy. It's hot. And there I see another pulse point. When you're on your back like this, you can see your abdominal aorta pulsating on your tummy. And you know where it leads, don't you? To the femoral artery. Do you know where that's at? I could show you, but you'd have to let me get to second base. How about I show you my femoral artery? Here, let's switch. Yeah. You lean over me on my back and slide up my skirt. And pull my panties to the side. And I'll spread my knees apart. And you'll see it's right. Oh, you think you know? Well, pop quiz, smart guy. Show me where you think it is. Oh, that was smooth. A trail of kisses over my thigh highs. crook of my inner thigh. Oh, was that your tongue? Fuck yeah, I liked it. Oh yeah. You did guess correctly. That's definitely it. Well, not anymore. You're on my clit now, so. Yeah, it's been throbbing for a while. It's because. Because it's also connected to a main artery. Oh god, you're good at that. Yeah, it has. It's. My clit, anyone's clit has, what was I saying? Its primary blood supply is the internal pudendal artery, and then it branches off into into two arteries, the deep artery of the clitoris, and the dorsal artery of the clitoris, and that is probably the one causing the pulsating you can feel in your mouth. This is weird. I'm a fucking weirdo. Why am I nerding out while you? You think it's hot? I was wondering why you kept pulling off of me to ask more questions. Oh, holy Hades, I'm close. I'm sure you probably could die from a severed clitoris if it's not tended to in time. But not from an overstimulated clitoris. I mean, could you imagine? You'd be like some sort of clitoris vampire. God, that's so hot. Fuck. I'm gonna come to you. That's fucking good. Yes. That swirly shit. Yes. Yep. This is it. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Whoa. I hadn't anticipated you'd be that good at that. Sheesh, boy, that was insane. Good thing we're the only ones on this floor, huh? So now that I'm soaking wet, what are we gonna do about it? No, I want to ride you. Yeah. Yeah, so you can look at my mirror in front of you and watch this cute, thick ass bounce up and down on your cock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get those out of here. Throw them on the floor. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's a mirror behind you, too. That's how it looks like a funhouse infinity mirror. It'd be like a kaleidoscope of my ass bouncing. Yeah. Here we go. Let me spread my ass and lower down slowly. Oh shit. This is gonna be good. You can thrust a bit while I circle my hips to bury you deep inside of my pussy. Oh, my juice is dripping all over you. Oh, you got so hard from eating my pussy. That's hot. I want to bounce on it. Can I? Oh, thank fuck. My thighs are shaking. I need it. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. So fucking good. Oh, God. Yes. Knead into my ass. It's fat, isn't it? Yeah, my waist to hip ratio is pretty unbalanced in a good way. Yeah. Now you have grooves to hold on to me while I bounce. Your hands feel so good on me. Yeah, grip right there, right under my ribcage where it's smallest. And then you can bounce me harder. Or faster whenever you want to, like a fucking flashlight. Oh yeah, she's a greedy thing, my pussy. She wants to swallow your entire cock. Oh yeah, let me take my shirt off. Can you unclip my bra? Because I don't want to stop fucking. Perfect. Titties are right in your face. Oh, fuck. Yeah, oh my god, that feels fucking good. Twirling my nipple ring around your tongue and squeezing the other one. You love my body, huh? Show me them. Leave me a souvenir inside. No, fuck, wait, I'm gonna go faster. This is too fucking good. Yes. Hold on to me, please. Wrap your arms around my waist while I bounce this ass. Yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck. You're matching my rhythm. Yes. Fuck me. Oh, so good. So fucking good, baby. Your pelvis clapping into my ass stings so fucking good. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm a squirter, though. I'm gonna make a mess all over you. I'm sorry in advance. Oh, I can't help it though. What's gonna happen if you keep fucking back into my G spot like that? God. Oh, you're so fucking good. I can't believe I'm gonna come twice. I like never come twice with guys. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Don't stop. Don't stop. Come for me, please. Yeah. Oh, it's too much. No, don't stop. It feels incredible, though. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, fucking, I'm so sensitive. Oh, God. Yeah. Come for me. Please. My God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, that was a bad look. Oh, look at it. It's dripping out of me already around you. Oh, my God. You're still hard. Dude, you're still fucking hard. No. I'm gonna fuck you soft, okay? Let me get my feet under me. Yeah, I'm gonna squat down onto you with my feet on either side of your lap. I'm gonna slam all my weight down onto you. Yeah, I'm gonna milk you fucking dry. You ready? Mm-hmm. Well, you better get ready. Have you ever been fucked in this position before? I feel so fucking powerful when I do this. Oh my God, and the force of your hard cock into my G-spot like this against the inertia of my body weight. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Yeah, whimper for me. Is my pussy too OP for you? Too OP for your cock? Yeah, you can take it. Come on. I came twice. Maybe I want to return the favor. Yeah, that's it. Get into it. Oh, you like it now, huh? You liked it from the beginning, so you were just playing coy with all that. No. I knew it. You're definitely plenty bigger than me. If you wanted me off, maybe you could have just tossed me off as soon as you saw me. Blow at my feet. Reverse psychology. Nice move. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh my God. Yeah. When you hold me like that, I literally feel like a pocket pussy. You're just bouncing me on your cock like a fucking toy. Yeah. Oh fuck. I like being your toy. Fuck yeah. Yeah. I just like that. Yeah. As hard as you need to. Yeah, all of this, shoot all of it into me. Oh God. Fuck. Oh my God. How the fuck? My brain is not computing. Oh fuck, that was so good. Let me climb off of you. Oh my God. Oh man, that was hauntingly sexy. Mm-hmm. You see why I like fucking with the red light on? Yeah. Oh, was it? It was like having sex with a vampire. Well, who knows? Maybe you just did. Hey, so what time was the locksmith supposed to be coming to get your dorm room open? Yeah, there's a campus locksmith. You didn't even call. Yeah, well, alright. You can borrow my phone and we'll call them. But like after you get your dorm room open, did you want to like come back and hang for a bit? Well, yeah, I mean, I was busy with my spooky shit, but I mean, I can make some time in between. I mean, maybe you want to do some spooky shit with me or whatever. Well, I'll leave the hardcore stuff to do on my own. How about we just watch a slasher film? Yes. Okay, well then, I'll be your guide to introduce you into the cult classic slashers. Where do we start? I'm sure you've seen Scream, right? Because that's like kindergarten. You're lying. But you do know who Ghostface is, though, right? Shut the fuck up. Oh, man. Yep. You might have to start coming here regularly so we can bust through this library I've got. Okay, first things first. Let's get the locksmith on the horn. And then, down to the real business.